It's called the Professional Building. You might recognize its Art Deco facade in the middle of downtown Phoenix. It was built in the 1930s as the Valley National Bank of Arizona and made famous in Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 film Psycho.
But for the last 30 years, it sat largely empty until today. Now, as the revitalization of downtown Phoenix hits full steam, a new hotel is opening in this historic building. The show's Lauren Gilger got a look inside.
This is going to be the Hilton Garden Inn, Phoenix downtown.
Michelle Davis, the hotel's general manager, is standing in the cavernous marble lobby of the Professional Building. Construction crews are finishing plaster work and artwork is being hung on the walls.
We have just finished rebuffing all of the floors in the main lobby. All of the original marble floors have been restored. And, you know, they're just really putting the finishing touches on laying in the granite and the stonework in the elevator corridors and all of those original pieces, bringing them back to their glory at this point in time.
The Art Deco skyscraper was built in 1932 and once housed the Valley National Bank of Arizona. Now, after almost a year of renovations, the public is about to see the building again for the first time in decades.
And the real crown jewel of the building is the Grand Banking Hall space, which was, you enter that off Central Avenue and you go into this large two-story volume space, which has a lot of its original Art Deco articulation.
Roger Brevoort is a historic consultant on the project.
Most people have no idea that this space exists. And I think we bring back to the community a sense of formal banking lobby that was lost.
His firm helped get a federal historic tax credit for the project and worked with the architects to make sure they have stayed true to the building's historic features and fabrics.
How much of this is actually original?
Quite a bit. The important spaces inside are the main entrance lobby off Monroe Street and the elevator lobby with the elevator doors and then the marble floors, the marble walls. All of that original material.
Brevoort has actually been involved with this building since the 80s when he helped get it listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Since then, the Professional Building, as it's called, has been through round after round of owners and developers.
There was the era when the McDonald's was in the lobby.
But no full-scale renovation ever came to fruition.
And as we watched downtown Phoenix sort of come back around, it's like, well, when is somebody going to be able to figure out a solution that makes the Professional Building work?
Then in 2006, it seemed like the Professional Building's luck was finally turning around when a developer purchased it and began renovations to make it into a hotel.
Until the financing imploded and the project was shuttered.
The recession hit and again, the building sat empty.
And now as downtown Phoenix revitalization is sort of taking hold, isn't it great to be bringing back a key asset right in the middle of downtown?
It's actually a really cool little hidden place. This area used to actually be where the bank manager used to sit and look down and overlook the lobby when it was in its original splendor.
The new Hilton Garden Inn has 170 rooms, 2,600 square feet of meeting space, and eventually it'll have a rooftop bar. Davis said it's all come together faster than she thought possible.
It's a really cool building, and I think we're just like amazed to be where we are at this point in time.
Now, as the finishing touches are put on the building, she said she's anxious to fill it with guests.
I am so ready for them to come back and to see people in my lobby and fill this lobby with noise the way that it was originally supposed to be. And I think when I hear that, I will feel complete.
And to Brevoort, it's a project that's been 30 years in the making.
It's just sort of a great, you know, career kind of achievement to see this building back in play, in action, restored, you know, intact. And I've been involved with it for so long that it's just a very exciting time. And I can't wait to sit at the bar and have a drink and kick back.
Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News, Phoenix.